This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. It has been more than 6 weeks since an earthquake devastated Haiti's capital, leaving at least a million people homeless. Now the government is showing signs of stress as it struggles to provide even basic services, food, water, and shelter, for the displaced. Haiti's prime minister says his government is doing the best it can. But as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, for many on the streets of Port-au-Prince, the government's best simply isn't good enough.
Julio Joseph sells water bottles and soda cans out of a cracked and dirty ice cooler on the street in the teeming homeless encampment Champ Mars next to the shattered National Palace. Joseph's cooler sits right in front of the shack he's cobbled together and lives in with six other people. He says the government hasn't given him anything. Food and water is distributed here from international aid groups, and the tarp that covers his tiny shack he bought for 800 gourds, about $20. And the crank radio that many here received for free, he bought off someone for 300 gourds, about $7.50. I asked him if he had the chance to tell the Prime Minister of Haiti anything. What would he say?
We are sleeping here on the streets. We are not living well. Flies are everywhere. We don't have anything here. But we want him to act quickly because we can't live like that for long.
Hi, Carrie. Very nice to meet you.
On the patio of the Prime Minister's damaged residence, high on the road overlooking Port-au-Prince's hillsides, I asked Jean-Max Bellerive what's his reply to Mr. Joseph.
So the only thing, my only answer is that, yes, we are working to bring improvement to your life, but it will take time. It will take time because it's a big task.
Bellerive, who was educated in Europe, says everyone has to keep in mind that in just 30 seconds last month, his country's economic output was slashed almost in half.
So it's not a challenge that one government is going to resolve. It will take several governments.
Bellerive says he envisions a future where the country not only rebuilds, but also reforms. And as hundreds of millions of dollars in foreign aid begin streaming into the country, many hope this is the moment to fix Haiti's economic and political problems that have kept it the poorest in the hemisphere. But if this week's events are any indication, it appears that even a catastrophe as big as the January 12th earthquake can't unite Haiti's contentious political camps.
We are elected people, and we have the right to ask questions to the government. They don't answer.
Senator Yuri Latortue says the opposition is being left out of major decisions. He heads a commission that is trying to remove both the prime minister and the president. Former Prime Minister Michel Pierre-Louis, who was ousted from her post last November, says the opposition's stand is preposterous.
We have enough of those talk about changing this, changing their transition here, transition. It doesn't make sense to me. And it's not going to solve any problem.
The opposition doesn't have the votes to go through with their threats. But as the infighting continues, the Haitian people wait for help. I went back to the huge encampment at Champ Mars to talk to Julio Joseph, the homeless man. I told them that in response to his question, the prime minister said he needs to be more patient. Joseph says he's not surprised by the answer. He says the government always tells them to wait. His eyes are sunken and sad, and his shirt hangs on his skinny frame. He looks at me and says, "I lost everything, and now I have nothing. There's no way to start over. What else can I do now but stay here and wait?" Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Since the earthquake, thousands of relief workers, health professionals, and military personnel have been moving in and out of Haiti. Among the many challenges they face, one of the toughest may be the language barrier. So Duke University created a last-minute course for those heading to Haiti. North Carolina Public Radio's Leonita Inge reports.